or Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
I must not scream. I must not scream in front of them. I must stay. I must not listen to my mind. I must not run off the set. I must not run. I must not run. I know. I know I'll break down. They'll find out I'm weak. They'll find out I'm in pain. Oh, God. What God? I will break down, look like a fool, an idiot. They'll find out I can't act. Can't act. Can't act at all. End of the vision. Well, there must be a way out. And my mind is telling me. There's a way out. You get a nice, cool gun.
We'll talk with Phyllis Diller and continue with our panel right after this. Don't go away.
Thank you, Larry.
Larry.
Who he?
Face down, ass up. That's the way we listen to the Don and Mike Show.
Right. And now. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Woo! Look out! Look out!
They're great.
You know what we say about this show?
But let me look. The key for me is to keep expectations low.
Bingo. Bingo. All right. Take off the M&M. Guess who's back? Guess who's back?
Guess who's outside. Hey, Dino.
Instead, it's time to get our special psychic hotline music going.
Very exciting.
Dr. Ernesto Montgomery.
Ernesto.
The name's a winner. The doctor's a winner.
Good afternoon.
Here's the setup. We do a radio show every day from Washington, D.C.
We really do.
And this guy thinks that someone's trying to off Bush. And the White House will not take his call.
I would think they think he's a little unstable.
Yeah. Here we are, close to being the number one rated show.
Uh-huh.
We've climbed all the way from 15th to number 3 in the ratings now. So God knows if there's a bully pulpit, if there's a podium for this guy to be heard from. Here it is. Let's break out the nitrous oxide and welcome Dr. Ernesto Montgomery.
His full name, Dr. Ernesto A. Moshe Montgomery.
Hey, Dr. Montgomery.
Oh, hello. How are you today?
Doing fine. How are you, sir?
I can't complain at all. Everything is automatically beautiful.
Oh, wonderful. Well, we're delighted to have you on the program.
Very good, sir.
Where are you from, Dr. Ernesto A. Moshe Montgomery?
Yes, sir. I'm from Kingston, Jamaica.
Ah, Jamaica, man.
Now, are you? May I inquire? Are you a Caucasian?
No. There are quite a few people who are of the opinion that I'm a Caucasian. No, I am not a Caucasian. I'm black.
So you are a black gentleman.
Black Jamaican. Yes.
A black Jamaican.
And how long have you realized?
Those are the
best
kind of Jamaicans.
The black Jamaicans,
black
as opposed
Jamaicans.
To the white Jamaicans.
You're very well spoken.
How long have you realized that you've had this psychic gift?
Ever since I was a youngster, approximately 8 or 9 years ago.
Eight or nine years old. And how old are you now, sir?
Oh, Christopher Columbus, as they call it now, I'm in my 80s.
You're in your 80s. Let's
congratulations. May I be so bold as to ask, do you still get it up? Can you still be active sexually?
Well, I am a minister. That kind of concept would be inconsistent with the philosophical trend.
Then let me ask this, sir. Can you still work it? By yourself?
It's not a question of working by myself. It's a question that I'm a minister of religion. And
are you a Protestant minister?
I'm sorry?
Are you a Protestant minister?
No, I'm a Jew.
I'm Jewish.
Yeah.
Oh, you're Jewish. You're a rabbi?
Yes.
Oh, you're a rabbi.
Oh, wow. Definitely.
Well, rabbis can marry. Have you ever been married, sir?
Yes.
Well, then you're no stranger to intercourse. You're no stranger to man on woman adult action.
Oh, definitely.
I won't even ask if your wife is still with us. Is she still with us?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, she is.
Well, then the question would be, are you still giving her the high hard one? Sir?
Yes. There are some questions by virtue. I have been on television. Yesterday I was on the BBC.
Yes.
And the client, I'm sorry?
Did you bone your wife afterwards? Listen, we'd be glad to hear about your predictions. We are just fascinated.
The question is quite simply, are you still sexually active?
It's not a question of going into the motives of
yes
that
or no. Yes
area.
Or no. Sir, please. Please.
We can move on with this interview. We just are curious if you're still
are you
active.
Are you active way. Sexually, yes or no?
It's not really a rabbi question as much as it's an age question. You know, at 80 years old plus, we're just curious. We're always curious because we find as society gets more youthful as they age, that more and more people are. That's why we ask the question.
So no, with us Jamaicans, we are going ahead and we're moving ahead and we are effective.
So are you, yes or no?
Would that be a yes?
Are you still sexually active, yes or no?
It is not a question of revolving in that arena.
All right, I tell you what.
I am here to speak to you.
Are you choosing not to answer the question, sir?
No, it's not a question. It's not a question of not to answer the question.
Hold on. Here's a better one for you. When you wake up in the morning, are you aroused? You know what I mean? How that happens to men? unnaturally? I mean, when you wake up in
the morning. Well, it's quite natural, actually.
I think it's unnatural when you get to be like 80, you wouldn't wake up with a boner.
I wouldn't think that would happen.
That
would
be my question. Did you wake up with a boner this morning? You know, I didn't really mean for this chat to go this
way,
sir.
You know, I think we're just trying to move on and...
Won't answer our piercing question.
Yes. Or maybe you will. You would like to answer. We've been doing all the talking, Dr. Montgomery.
Yes, I'll be receptive. I think that as soon as you speak this method of conversation is concluded, I'm going to send you a picture of the weeping Shirley MacLaine, and I think you will enjoy that.
Yes. Will. You have a painting of Shirley MacLaine that weeps real tears.
Yes, and I will also send you a
does your penis like that picture?
Sir,
penis is not a dirty word.
No, not at all.
I mean, I hear silence when I mention that word.
Yes.
It's not an ugly word.
I have been in approximately hundreds of thousands of
what?
This type of
what?
Revolution universally, television, radio, etc.
You've done a lot of interviews.
And this is the first time that I've ever been asked questions
about your penis. Okay, great. Listen.
We're fascinated with the human body, doctor. Just want to know what to look forward to.
You would simply answer the question that when you get to be, I just turned 48 yesterday. My best friend Mike forgot my birthday. How shameful of him. When you get to be...
I'm very surprised you're able to work it into this interview.
I'm working it, Mike. When you get to be 80, all I want to know is, does everything still work?
We're thinking about that, that old clock on the wall. We're thinking about time, and that's why we're kind of obsessed.
For you.
Passionately.
For you. Do your genitals still operate?
This is rather beautiful. I was on the Howard Stern show.
Oh, don't worry about him.
Did he ask you about your penis, too?
The same question.
Yeah, well, you know why? We're stealing this entire bit from Howard Stern.
I'm sorry?
We're stealing this entire bit from Howard Stern.
Understandably, but questions like that, all he asked me about my predictions, what I have done, what direction...
Did you... Hold on. Now,
direction going and so on and so on.
I am not familiar...
Pertinent questions.
I am not familiar with your appearance on Howard's show, but
I'm glad that he asked you the pertinent questions. We just are... You know, I'm sure we'd like to ask you a variety of questions, but we're simply...
You must answer the penis
because
question
it's
first.
It's at our age, really middle life as we approach it, that we are just curious about that. And are you in good physical condition? Let me ease into it that way.
There is no question there at all.
All right, you are a psychic.
I am in first-class physical condition.
Good.
Just like when I was in the British Army during World War II.
Well, okay. In a way, that probably answers the question.
Well, then you can just, if you are psychic, answer this. Do you imagine your penis doing anything in the next 2 years?
Good question. And other than that, and then we can move on.
Okay, I mean, other than like going to the bathroom, you know what I mean.
I don't think you needed to add that. I don't think we might have... So that's a good question.
Can you imagine? because you can see the future, and then we would be glad to have
We want to ask you about George Bush, about Shirley MacLaine, and all your predictions after we get by this. We are having trouble getting by this.
Do you predict in the next 2 years that your penis will be active?
Excuse me, I'm going to cessate.
No, please do not. Do not.
We're going to
please,
what?
Please, let us try again. Let us try again. Do not hang up, please. Can we have a second chance?
You may ask us
Dr. Ernesto Montgomery, may we have a second chance?
You may ask us about our sex lives.
You can ask us any questions you
we'll
would like.
We'll be very open with you, sir.
I am very, very serious in what I do.
Sure you are.
I'm sure
I'm
you are, sir.
Sure you are. Sure you are.
I am sure you are.
Sure you are. Sure you are. I just want to say, it's hard to take the word of a man. You're on the radio now on 30 radio stations throughout North America and in Washington, D.C., where President Bush lives. It'd be very hard for me, in all good faith, to give an endorsement of your prediction that something awful is going to happen to the president if you will not even tell us if you still have feeling below the waist.
There you go.
And if you cannot do that, I would say get in your Michael Caine, Alfie white suit, whatever it is you're wearing, and go jump off a rock, you freaking carny. Now,
I think he took.
Why would he have hung up after that?
I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
I'm terribly sorry.
No, you're not.
It was so promising.
Terribly sorry.
You did get to hear his voice, though.
Good afternoon.
I thought we almost had him.
Yeah, I thought he was breaking down.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here you go. Ask him how it went.
Good. See how it went.
Ask him how it went.
Dr. Ernesto A. Moshe Montgomery,
you know what the A stands for.
Rabbi Montgomery.
Yeah. Sure, we'd love to talk to you about someone taking a shot at Bush. That's okay. How about you just talk about your penis for a second?
Oh, we just were trying to get, like good journalists.
We're just trying to get
an answer to the question.
Trying to paint you the picture.
Right, got the backstory.
Yeah. You got the old guy.
Well, you heard, he got there. I think we were on the right track when he said he was in the Army. Same
yes.
condition as when he was in the Army. And if that's the case.
Yeah. Hello, Dr. Montgomery. Hi, it's Rob with the Don and Mike Show. We're not on the air right now. How do you think it went? Awfully?
Oh, dear.
Ask him why he thought it went so bad, really. Please.
Remember, he gives very long.
I think he might be telling him. He's doing a lot of talking right now. Rob's doing a lot of listening.
It's inconsistent with it's inconsistent with your philosophy in the show you do. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, right. Thank you for your time, sir. Hold on a second.
We didn't know.
How you doing, Softy? I knew you couldn't get it up. I knew you couldn't get it up, old man. Old man. Little piece of pasta hanging down there. Oh, here's Rob.
Thank you again.
He stayed on the phone through that?
I guess.
Because I just picked up the mouth part. You know,
wow. Yeah,
the mouthpiece. All right, well. See, that's what happens when we try to do a regular interview. We don't try to you know, muck it up by doing some of our crazy shtick.
No, we were going to ask him the questions. Just wanted to get through.
A friend today, Mike.
Another friend made.
We've not made him. No, he's not a friend.
Ah.
He's not a friend.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. And he had so much.
Ha, 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 ha.
He had so much potential. He had the white, black, Jamaica, Jew, white suit.
There was a lot going on there.
Rabbi.
You get back to the white suit. He said nothing about a white suit.
That's what I'm picturing.
Yes. You turned him into Mr. Rourke.
In my mind's eye, yes. Yes,
I'm sorry, he will not answer the penis question, Tattoo.
All right, hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
That's too bad. Yeah, hey.
Don, you got to go back at that guy as Jew to Jew.
All right, thank you. That would be a helper.
Saturday night, it's the Correctors. You can call in on that show, too.
That would be a helper.
The Correctors on NBC.
And, yeah, we're going to take you real seriously because you have a painting of Shirley MacLaine that cries.
It weeps, not cries. You can say cries. I say it weeps real tears.
And you just don't want to tell us if you can still get it up or not. Please, answer one question.
We need to know.
Then we hear all of your carny stuff. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don.
Yeah, hey.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Okay.
Who he?
I can do this all day. Hello there.
Who he?
I mean.
Who he?
Not literally, but I.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
There
who
you
he?
Go. That's what he wanted.
Who he?
Yeah, always like.
You gave this guy his fix.
Who he? Don and Mark.
I'm going to guess that this is a black guy.
Don.
Yeah. Are you a black guy or a white guy?
I'm black and white. Don.
What?
The reason why the guy didn't act right, you mentioned Howard. No, you mentioned Howard Stern.
No, no, he mentioned Howard Stern.
He mentioned it. He'd done an interview.
You did.
No, he did.
I know he did. But I think you kind of got upset that he mentioned Howard Stern on your show.
Oh, and you can tell I was very upset. I got very livid and angry with him.
Did you see Howard Stern on 60 Minutes by chance the other day?
Now we have a new brand of caller. This is Mr. 5 years ago.
Right.
This is not Mr. 5 minutes ago. This is Mr. 5 years ago.
That's right.
Who he? Hello there.
You know, it's interesting. How is he doing?
Who he?
Because you're not hearing much about him lately.
How is Howard doing?
He signed a big $500 million deal for 5 years.
How's he doing on the radio?
He's doing pretty good.
How was his show today?
Well, I'll tape it and play it for you if you want to.
Yeah, well, good. Tell me.
No, the show already occurred. How could you tape it and play it for us?
How was it this morning?
I'll tape it tomorrow and let you hear it.
Really? And tell me something. What channel is Howard on?
He's on FM. You must subscribe to it.
You don't even know what it is.
What's channel?
You don't even know what it is. You are so busted.
Seriously, welcome to 5 years ago.
Yes, yeah.
Dude.
No.
You are so busted. Yeah. You can say who he all day long.
Hello there, Don and Mike.
Who he?
That's great.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, this is Brian from Maine.
Yes, hello there, Brian.
Hello, Brian.
Hi.
How are you?
Up here for about 2 years, up here in Portland. We're looking forward to your coming up here and just having fun. But
good. That'll be on the 17th of November.
So I'll run through next year. I went to the the Lobster Festival.
Oh, that's right.
I land there a lot.
Mike is our representative in the
state.
I represent.
Yeah, you can actually say the 17th of something.
Represent.
I represent in Portland.
Represent.
Yo,
yo.
10-4. Hey,
10-4, good buddy.
Psychic. What?
If this guy was such a psychic, how come he didn't see it coming? That's what I want to know.
There you go.
Are you talking about the interview or that question about his
his penis? Hello, mm-hmm. Don and Mike show.
Don?
Yes, sir, and Mike. We're both here.
How are you guys?
I'm doing great.
That has to give Mike a flashback of asthma and diabetes.
Oh.
What's I missed
I don't,
that.
I don't
Rob
get
remembers.
It.
Don't you remember the doctor?
You took a vacation. Was it somewhere in...
In the islands.
In the islands, and someone had to go to the emergency room, and the doctor kept talking about asthma and diabetes. That was
in Bermuda.
The guy came and he goes, asthma and diabetes.
It's all over the island.
I remember now, too.
It's rampant.
It's a catchphrase in Rochester now. Yeah. I say it everywhere I go.
Asthma and diabetes. All over the island. It's horrible. They got some sort of weed that's growing here. It's terrible.
I almost wet my pants when I heard. I thought it was you doing the guy's voice.
All right. See you later.
Thank you.
It's not a good sign when things happen and the people that they're talking about don't remember them. Like when a guy mentions something that happened on the show and you and I don't remember.
I know.
And I'm talking to Buzz about this pastry party.
I don't remember. Somebody was telling me the other day, I didn't know whether he was right or not, but somebody was telling me, we've done a lot of shows.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. We have not.
Maybe you're right.
We have not done a lot of shows.
Maybe you're right.
I
don't remember.
Hello. Hello. We've done very few shows. We're just starting in this biz. We're glad, very glad, to Mr. Bill O'Reilly for giving us the break that we needed in this biz.
He's been our mentor.
B-O-R.
The voice of reason, we like to call him.
Don and Mike show. Speaking of Bill O'Reilly.
Let me look. The key for me is to keep expectations low.
Right. Hello.
Hello.
Howdy.
Oh, good. How funny do you think a combination of a black, Jewish, and a British guy is?
Well,
hold on. Let me check it out on the funny meter. Give it to me again.
A black, British, and Jewish guy.
The audience agrees.
Yeah,
Survey says yes.
I guess a 5 on the funny meter.
Survey says yes. Dr. Ernesto Moshe Montgomery.
That's going to get deleted.
That's going to get deleted, sir.
That got dumped, I'm sure. What kind of a fake name? A good fake
name. That's not a good fake name. It made me laugh, but it's not a good fake name.
A good fake name is like Fill Your Crack In.
Or Major Woody.
Yeah, yeah. You know, or, you know, Bob Fitzgerald and Gerald Fitzbob. And of course.
The original Hugh G.
Right, yeah. Hugh G. Reaction. And one of my favorites, Michael Hunt.
Right.
I mean, it's never going to wrong with Michael Hunt.
Yeah.
But this guy.
Hey, Don.
This guy. Hold on a second, dummy. This guy called with something that I can't repeat.
No. Right.
But. It made no sense. It was just like, he might as well have just said, "Hi, my name is Bobby Rectum."
No, you know what? Wait a minute. It might really, in the old days, it might have worked in a Kmart. It might have worked if you said, "Phil," and then you really...
Don't say the other
right.
Thing
yeah, if you really...
Can't use them together, sadly.
I like Bobby Rectum.
If you used the U as a middle initial...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, careful with it now, though.
You know. If that was it, you know, last name.
All right.
Now, there's enough, right? Rannis.
Okay, what else? Anything? No?
Don, if you look on Wikipedia.com, under your name, it has one of your former radio names as what I said. That's why I said it.
Okay. Bulletin, hello. Yeah. Don, the listener. Wikipedia is full of crap.
And another thing. You can buy nitrous at any porno store.
He just said.
Okay, yeah. I am. As much as I want to dislike this
good
guy,
tipping,
I can't
really.
Dislike him.
TCBQ. I'll tell you why. It's the Bobby Rectum Show. What a good looking Tuesday. This is Bobby Rectum.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there?
Oh, God.
Oh, dear.
Man, oh, man. The obvious name.
Robert Rectum get together. Good looking Tuesday, everybody. Coming up on Wednesday, hump day. You listen to Bobby Rectum.
I'm coming home. I've done my time.
Can I have one?
Sure you can. Hold on, Mike.
I don't ask very often, but I want
hey,
one
you
this
got
time.
One. Hold on a second. Let me get you a good one. How about you want a long one or a short
no,
one?
No, short one. Short one's fine.
How about Happy Together by the Turtles?
Sure.
Happy Together? That's four
sure.
Or 5 seconds?
Go for it.
TCBQ.
Good afternoon. 5 minutes after the hour, the Robert Q. Rectum Show. How are you? I stepped on it because you were laughing. I stepped on it. I just wanted to say Robert Q. The Robert Q. Rectum. Thank you.
TCBQ.
Call it right now. Thermometer. Call it 1-800-5800-RECTUM.
Imagine me. I think about you daily.
Okay.
The doctor is in. You take it to the doctor.
We listen to the Bobby Rectum Show.
Bobby Rectum. The doctor is in.
Hi, this is Dr. Robert Rectum.
The Shadow Rectum Show.
Join me weekends, Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right after the gardening show. I'm Dr. Robert Rectum.
Robert Q. Rectum.
The real Bob Rectum.
Large and in charge.
Big Bob Rectum.
Oh. Rectum in the morning.
That's right.
Oh, that's right. Don and Mike, WJFK.
Harley Shawty, Audible I-85, 76 right now in the Sunshine City. You're listening to Rectum in the Morning.
You've been around for such a long time now. Maybe
tune in to Rectum and Cash.
Q98, anytime's a good time for Rectum. Check out Rectum in the Morning on our webpage. Just click on the thermometer.
Well, who's on the Rectum Cafe today?
Well, look, it's Jim Rectum and Mary Ball.
Rectum
Ball.
Rectum and Ball.
I'm Rectum.
She said, I'm Ball. Wow. Oh, Lord. Started to sound like a tuberculosis ward here.
A little bit, Mike.
Whoa.
Oh, boy.
Who would have thunk it from that little call came all that fun and frivolity?
That's some crazy, kooky stuff we got going on.
Other kooky, crazy calls. Got for every feature.
It works on the Harden and Rectum show.
Let's take this unscreened call. Hello, Don and Mike show. Harry Code 916. Where's that? Sacramento.
Hey,
yeah, you're
hey
next.
Guys.
You're next.
Hey, Don, have you seen the press conference with Bill Parcells? He was saying that yesterday he got sick, or on Sunday he got sick because he was wearing his jacket and he didn't want to take it off. He said he didn't want to take it off because the Cowboys were winning. I think he didn't want to take it off because he didn't want to show his man boobs.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, and his, this
Parcells
year.
Got the mitts like nobody's business. And I saw in the Sunday night game afterwards, he said he was feeling ill and he looked like.
Ooh.
He was going to be sick.
Well, he always looks like that, though.
Yeah, but he really... And Madden kept saying that he was still mad about a 100-yard kickoff.
That's what
return.
I thought, because he had that kind of look, but he was just squinting and looked angry the whole game.
Has he put on weight, or there's a different drape to the coach's shirts this year? Because he really looks like Dolly Parton out there.
I don't think he's as fat as he ever was, but he's gotten a little bit bigger. But he always has that. He's like a Shar Pei. And his skin is skin from when he was the fattest. It never tightened
right.
up.
We got a break. As a matter of fact, when we come back, we will talk about fantasy football.
Ah, good stuff on the Kid Rectum show. You know, you had to have Kid in there.
What's the other one?
Kid Rectum.
Hollywood. Hollywood Rectum with you.
Hollywood Rectum.
Shotgun.
What's the one that I read today? I was reading a DJ magazine.
Shotgun Rectum.
And, you know, it used to be that DJs would make up names or have names. Right. Like when I was given the name Don Geronimo, they just said, that's a good DJ name.
Right.
Now DJs, like there's a lot of DJs named Kobe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kobe Bryant because of Kobe Beef. And there's a Hollywood. The one that I read about today was a guy. Hold on. The first name was Ferris. And the last name was
Rectum.
Exactly.
Ferris Rectum.
Ferris Rectum.
That's the intellectual Ferris Rectum.
I don't know what, God damn it, I'm having a brain fart on this. It was a name that was started with an S and it was very identifiable. Another movie character's name, like, let's say Seacrest, even though it wouldn't be Seacrest.
Right.
Ryan, but it was like the guy just took one name from one movie,
mm-hmm.
one name from another movie, and suddenly that's his name.
Right.
And they, you know, hey, this is Ferris Scrotum with you. How you doing? Because he could play a table all the time. He goes, Ferris? Hold on. It was something Bueller. Hold on.
Kid Bueller. It was Rectum Bueller. Now we got it. Rectum Bueller. It's
I've
the
totally
Rectum Bueller
stopped
show.
The show. I have totally stopped the show because this magazine is on my kitchen table, and that's 38 miles away. So let's break.
All right.
It's not going to come to me.
Wow. Now I'm thinking of, like, first names of movie stars, you know?
But Cher. it is something that is...
Cher Bueller.
It is something that's faggy like Heath or something like that.
How about Frau?
Frau Bueller.
Oh, that's Frau Bueller.
Yeah.
What is it?
Blücher?
Are you sure?
Sure?
I think it's Frau Bueller.
There's an L in it.
And now I've stopped the show.
I thought it was Frau Bueller.
I thought it was Bueller, too.
No, I think it's Blücher.
It's the lady when they, Cloris Leachman, they'd say her name and they would have the horses.
That's what, sound. Don't you remember when Marty
sound.
Yes,
like whales.
It would call. When
Marty I'm just really glad that your microphone's turned off right now.
TCBQ.
Good morning. It's Breakfast with the Rectums. I'm Robert Rectum, and here's my brother, Ricky Rectum.
Ricky Rectum right here. Kids call me Kid Rectum.
Well, let's go over to Robbie Rectum in the newsroom. How you doing, Robbie Rectum?
Hey, I'm good. How's Larry Rectum?
There's it's got to start with our buzz. There's Richie Rectum. Hi, Richie Rectum.
Hi, kids.
Hey, and don't forget, everybody, the difference is the taste. That's the tasteless joke of the day.
Weather coming up on the 8th with Ron Rectum.
Right here. Rectum in the morning. Do you remember when we used to do that? We used to actually do this stupid. Just hit myself on the head with a CD box. Stupid DJ. If, like, the joke was something dumb, like, what's the difference between an oral and a rectal thermometer?
Uh-huh. Right.
The taste.
Uh-huh.
Well, they would not let us say this that together, no matter what the joke was. So we, at the beginning of a record, we would say, and the punchline is, the taste.
Yep.
We'll tell you the setup.
Mm-hmm.
1 hour from now.
Yeah.
And that was nothing that was done like to get
back
people...
in the old days when there used to be censorship.
Yeah, that was that was nothing that was done to like make people listen for another hour.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It was simply you can't have those two things right next to each other.
Yeah. And really, it would make us laugh if we had never heard that joke. If it was a first time joke, it's still one of the better jokes I've ever heard.
Yeah, and
difference between an oral and rectal thermometer
and a life lesson. Mm-hmm. And the name just came to me. I'm
oh, good.
Sorry.
All right, now last name, Bueller.
Forrest Bueller.
Forrest Bueller.
F-O-R-R-E-S-T. So
Forrest,
could,
like Forrest Gump.
So he could
Gump.
Use the drops from Forrest Gump.
Right.
And last name, Bueller, so he could use the, and it was like, you know.
Well, that's sad to me.
That's a DJ name now, Forrest Bueller. There.
I mean, that's a desperate DJ that's doing that to play tapes.
Good for me.
To identify himself.
Thank you.
This is a great business.
You know, I got news for the use names like Don and Mike. You know, you could just use anything that's got Don or Mike in it.
The Don and Mike Show.
Then you have those people sing your names.
And okay. Then this guy says your name.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.